Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello! Happy New Year, everybody! It's been so long! I took 2 months off. Woo! I have had a great vacation, 2 months, but I'm back for the new year. As most of you know, I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. There's lots of activity going on here. I got lots of stuff. I wrote a new script. I got this little camera going here. I apologize. I'm discombobulated. Okay, so as you know, for 10 years, we've been providing our audience with entertainment career advice, and this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality by currently pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. Our guest will help you by providing tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in a wide variety of show business careers. Now, all of our guests on this show have been selected because they're at different stages of their careers. Oh, God, I'm verklempt over here. There's so much going on. I'm on my deathbed here. I'm chewing a cough drop. Someone down my pipe. I'm like, okay, so let's start this again. Now, all of our guests have been selected because they're at different stages of their careers, and that means that we'll definitely have someone who will be able to answer all of your show business career questions. And some of the guests that are on my show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, actors, singers, songwriters, comedians, script supervisors, stunt people, and we bring in an entertainment attorney usually at the end of the year. So pretty much we have it covered. We got it covered. Speaking of Emmy, Grammy, and Tony Award winners, I want to do a shout out to my friend Mason, who's at the Golden Globes tonight. He's not even in the entertainment industry and he's at the Golden Globes. I've never even gone to the Golden Globes. Have you gone, Karen?
Yes, I have.
Oh, damn it. All right. Oh, I'm never going to get to the Golden Globes. All right. So now, if you missed any of our shows or need information about a specific entertainment career, then please go to our archive page, which is on the latalkradio.com website, and search for our show titled Question Reality. Did you hear that coming out? Oh, there might be something that's going to come out involuntarily with this cold we have. Albert and I have been sick for like a month now. There's like mucus galore going on, a nice topic to talk about for the new year. Let's see. Now, when you go to the latalkradio.com website and search for our show, Question Reality, or you can search by my name, Priscilla Leona, and you can listen or download any interview 24 hours a day. And all of the Question Reality shows are available for free on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher.com, and they're under the podcast section. And while you're there, please make sure to get our newly designed free mobile app to be able to listen to all of our shows and also check out all of the fantastic radio programs that are also on LA Talk Radio. Albert, I just saw you yawn. You're being watched. No yawning. Remember, you're going to have to be an actor today. You're on. Find your light. Don't go into the light. Just find it. Finally, if you want to be a guest or refer someone to be on the show to promote themselves, their products, or help listeners with sage career advice, we're currently booking for 2019, the new year. So please go to our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com, and click on the contact link to submit for guest interview consideration. Remember, questionrealityradioshow.com is a separate website from LA Talk Radio. That is where we have all of our guests for the year and how you can submit. And LATalkRadio.com is where you can listen to the show. So there you go. Now, we are so excited to have this hot, sexy, super fabulous, super duper, what is it, super califragilistic expialidocious guest today. Her name is Karen Laurie. Wow! Wow, Albert! Thank you for that.
That felt fun.
That woke you up, didn't it, Karen? Wow. Woo! Karen Laurie is a best-selling author, a chronic pleasure coach, a speaker, an actress, and a model. And I personally love that title, Chronic Pleasure. I think I watched a porn movie in the 80s called Chronic Pleasure. Not sure, but I like the title. But I'm telling you, I'm just hearing a little bit about the book. I used to be like a firecracker dynamo type personality.
You used to be.
I used to be. Oh, way worse than this. Woo! My mother's like, do I have to get you on medication? You're coming to the... No, perfect. I was checked out and I'm normal. This is how I am. Actually, people on the East Coast are a little bit more up. We're really energetic and really like on all the time. I don't know. But now these days, Karen, 10 o'clock Friday night, it's Blue Bloods, and then I'm snoring by 11 o'clock. So I don't know what happened to me. It must be age, but I got to read your book to find out what I can do about that. Let's get back to the book. It's called Chronic Pleasure, and it helps people transform fatigue and pain, which is what I was just talking about. I got fatigue, pain. I've got a bullet point list now these days. And it turns fatigue and pain into vibrant energy and chronic pleasure. I like that. And Karen has been interviewed on countless radio shows, webinars, telesummits, and she was invited on an invitation-only expedition to the high Arctic with 100 world thought leaders to discuss the future and teach them meditation. And as an actress with an extensive list of credits in film and television, I looked, and boy, I had to scroll, Karen. Karen observed how when she, this was very interesting that I read about you, when you play different characters, your body would respond in different ways. And I was like, wow. You know, because I'm a producer, director. I'm not really into the acting. However, I did do some background acting in small parts when my friends are like, Priscilla, I need you. Somebody canceled. I'm like, okay. But, you know, I didn't have any different feelings from playing a character. I was like, where's the craft bar? You know, that's the only feeling I got. Because what is it called? The crafts?
Craft services.
Yeah, where's craft services? Hungry. That's the feeling I got. But I was interested in what you said, so I want to talk about that later. But apparently, Karen went through some intense emotional and physical challenges that caused her to seek answers. And this led her to discover ways to transform her fatigue and pain into vibrant energy and chronic pleasure, which I also found interesting that you said you fell in love with yourself. Oh, my gosh. How can we fall in love with ourselves? Actually, when I was younger, I was loving myself all the time. I was just, but that's another story. So now Karen now lives in chronic pleasure, and she has all the energy she needs to do what she wants. And she says she lives in pure love, no stress, nothing is challenging for her. And she teaches others how to transform fatigue and pain into vibrant energy and chronic pleasure. Wow. Wow. It seems like you've got the answer to life. It's like everybody's searching for that. My God. I'm back to the chronic pleasure title. We should have a sound for that. From now on, every time I do a show, I'm going to go, chronic pleasure.
Ooh.
Give me a sound. No, not that one. We got to get new sounds. So, again, welcome, Karen.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
I'm so happy to be here. That was really fun. And yes, I love being in chronic pleasure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, your book, now before we get into a couple techniques on how, yes, you're going to get a couple techniques. Before we get into that, I wanted to tell you that Karen was so generous to offer us this. But if you are listening, which I hope you are because I'm talking to you. Pay attention, though. Don't be cleaning things or eating. I'm talking. If you, the listening audience, email Karen with...
No. I'll tell you. If they want to go to Chronic, C-H-R-O-N-I-C, Pleasure, I hope you know how to spell that, freebook.com, Chronic Pleasure, freebook.com, you go there and you can just... put in your information and we will send you a free book from there.
Okay, so it's no longer in the subject line.
Nope, don't worry about that.
Okay, so...
Updated that.
Okay, all right. Okay, so Chronic Pleasure...
Freebook.com. Yeah, free,
F-R-E-E, book.com. You can get an advanced reader's copy. Is that still it?
No, it's going to be an actual copy of the actual book.
Wow.
I mean, it's a digital copy.
It's
an actual digital copy.
Oh, my God, that's exciting. I'll announce that again, but chronicpleasurefreebook.com. Yeah. See that? See what you get on my show? It's not just me. You get other things, other treats. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, before we kind of get into a couple techniques and how to transform fatigue and pain into vibrant energy and chronic pleasure, we want to establish your educational background. So I understand that you've studied psychobiology, law of attraction, science of the mind, epigenetics, neuroscience, health and spirituality for decades. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I'm exhausted just thinking about the titles, first of all, and then spelling them. But it sounds like, you know, you're like a Jeopardy contestant here we have today, being so smart. So my question to you is, you must really be intrigued with psychological and psychiatric processes. And when did this start? Was it since you were a child?
Yeah, since I was a kid, since I was in high school, I would ditch school so that I could read about how the mind affected the body.
Wow.
And then I studied it in college, which I loved. That was a psychobiology. And then I studied with Bruce Lipton, who does epigenetics.
Yeah.
And then I studied with Dr. Joe Dispenza, and he does neuroscience. And I've just been interested in neuroscience my whole life.
Is epigenetics? I've never heard that word.
Oh, it's brilliant. Epigenetics is how our thoughts, our emotions, our food, our relationship, our environment affects the expression of our genes.
Mm.
Epi means above, and genetics are our genetic expression in this case. So it's how our environment and the people around us and our thoughts and what we eat and everything, how it affects the way our genes express. Because if you think about how, let's say we're talking right now, and let's say the alphabet is like your genetic expression, we're not using every single letter in every single moment. We're just using the letters that are appropriate for those words. And that's the same thing. When you're in a high-flying, happy place, your body is going to be creating genetic expressions that help your body thrive. And when you're depressed or down or anxious or stressed, your body's going to be creating epigenetic expressions that don't help you.
Wow. And just to think I was wasting my time skipping school getting hickeys. She's out here studying the brain. I'm like, do it lower, hickey, hickey. Wow. I feel so embarrassed right now. Wow. Okay. Now, you were invited on this is so cool. You were invited on an invitation-only expedition to the high Arctic with 100 world leaders to discuss the future and to teach meditation. I don't know what that means, but it sounds super impressive. Now, for those of us who aren't familiar with the high Arctic, can you please tell us what that is and what the general thoughts were about the future that you discussed while you were there?
Well, okay, we went with a group called Future Talks, okay? Mm-hmm. So Future Talks is this amazing community of people that are all world thought leaders that all want to have the world be the most healthy, beautiful, love-filled, clean place it can be. So we went to the high Arctic, which is we went on an expedition on a boat as close to the North Pole as we could get without breaking ice. And it was amazing. We saw polar bears. They're so amazing. Polar bears. Then we saw reindeer, which I didn't even know existed. I thought reindeer were just from, you know,
nope,
Santa Claus.
Nope, there actually are. I watched Dr. Pole. Yes, there are reindeer.
Yes, reindeer. And then when you get up into the higher parts of the Arctic, there's no trees. There's no plants because it's 12 inches or so of permafrost. So nothing can grow there. So it's just this barren barren islands with a lot of ice and glaciers and things like that. And we talked about everything from, you know, the environment to education to AI to health to all, you know, just so
many
things.
Was this being televised or a radio show, or were you sitting around in like a kumbaya sort of situation?
No internet, no cell phone range.
What about peyote?
Not that I had. They might have had some. I wasn't.
What are you doing, high
I wasn't aware of all the other people, but it was so cool because the sun never went down.
I mean,
it went down for like 28 minutes a day.
I know. I watch. I'm really into animals and nature and animals, and I watch a show called Dr. Oakley, Yukon Vet, and she lives where it's like daytime all day, and then it gets dark a half an hour. I said, no, really? Yeah, it does happen. Yeah. People are fascinated
by that. It's fascinating.
So you and these people sat around and talked. I mean, was this a situation where they published anything from it, or was it just to sit around and talk? And
it was to really find connections between people, and now there are all these different connections that we are having with each other that are creating new endeavors. So collaborations that are happening, but also there were 15 kids from this really cool college called Minerva.
Mm-hmm.
And Minerva has kids study for a semester, like one semester in San Francisco, one semester in Berlin, one semester in Oslo, one semester in Taipei, or, you know, wherever. And the kids go out into the world and study with like business people. And then they come back to the classroom and talk about what they learned and how to improve on it. Mm. But so 15 of those kids came on the expedition with us. And all of those kids took 15 different questions that us grownups asked, and everybody asked. And they are all devoting the next 2 years of their thesis on those questions, each one of those questions. So one kid per question. And these kids were brilliant. I mean, it felt, so there were people all the way, you know, from 17 years old until, you know, in their maybe 70s. Mm. And it was just, and men and women cross, you know, even, pretty even. And it was just
like,
great.
Can you remember like one of the topics, just one of the topics that you came up with and what your answer was? So an ask and answer. Do you remember?
Well,
what was a sample of one of the questions?
So some of the things were like, how can we make education better? Right. And so I was like, why don't we teach everyone everywhere how to know and understand what their emotions are and how to love themselves and others? Then you don't have bullies. Then you don't have shootings. Then you have, you know, kids thriving in their education, because when you feel love for yourself and when you feel love for others, you think better. You're better at athletics. You're better at social communication. So that was my idea.
Yeah.
You know, and so there were different, all these different ideas. That was what felt so cool.
So talking about them and incorporating them, is there a process that someone in the group actually is going to do, or was it just kind of thinking about
everybody's
it?
In a place of trying to incorporate these things. And then those college kids are all they're doing their thesis, but they're also looking how to make it a tangible thing that we can all support. You know, so everybody's pretty much into.
So there, all the ideas will, there will be an attempt for them to be incorporated.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah. No, it felt amazing because everybody's just like gung ho to do whatever we can to make.
Because it really does start
amazing
with the children. I mean, you really got to start teaching that stuff in preschool. I would say first grade,
I'd say
minimum.
In the fetus.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
true.
While you're pregnant, you want to be loving the baby.
It is so
and
true
being
that children,
you know, chilled out. And
you would know better than me, but isn't it true that children, that their mother or their parents, I don't want to limit it to a woman, but the parents sing to them, read books to them. Parents don't realize that these children absorb this.
Mm-hmm. Anything
and
you're
it's
saying,
important.
Especially the audio.
Yeah,
kids
audio.
Are really hearing mm-hmm. audio and picking up the vibrations.
Right.
So, you know, if you're pregnant, you want to be loving and relaxed and being, you know,
try
nurtured.
To be.
Yeah, as best as you
it
can.
It reduces the chances of having a little psycho come out, because I'm telling you, there are some parents that I know who are very well off financially, extremely intelligent, and the kid goes, you've heard this, they go and they shoot up a post office or a schoolroom. Mm. It because genetics can skip generations. So you can have a crazy person, someone that's really not well mentally, and it can skip generations, and you may get the little one that has those the DNA. Is it DNA, Albert? Genetics, the genetics for that.
Yeah, but then you can also apply the epigenetic influences. And if you are having really positive influences, like really wonderful people around them.
Do you think that would really make a difference?
Yeah, healthy diet, and teach them how to have really healthy thoughts, then, you know, who knows?
What if somebody's not into healthy food but seems normal? Like me? Am I hiding something? Am I going to like go crazy maybe in my senior life? No. So anyway, as an actress with an extensive line of credits in film and television, you've observed how you play. This is so interesting. You personally, I don't know, as an actor, I'd like to know this. If anyone else is listening, send me an email, because I really have never had anyone tell me this. And I have so many friends who are actors, but Karen said that when she played different characters, her body would respond in different ways. So first of all, what did you mean by that?
Well, that's, for example,
amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. So I already had this focus of psychobiology when I was in college. Yeah. So then I acted after that, right? So it was like acting was a perfect petri dish, because I was just observing this. So I played pregnant on a soap opera, One Life to Live, for about 6 months, and I wore a leotard with an ever-increasing pillow for my belly. And I was living in New York, and it was, you know, too cold to take off your leotard for lunch. So and too many layers of clothes to take on and put off. So I just would go to lunch with my belly, and I was playing pregnant on the show. And then, you know, maybe around the fourth or fifth month of playing pregnant, the wardrobe people came in and they would give me a bra. You know, they brought in their bras for me to wear with the different outfits. Mm-hmm. So they brought in the bra, and the wardrobe girl goes, "Oh my gosh, you don't even fit in your bra anymore." And I was like, "You're right." And she goes, "You're like a size D now." And I'm like a C, right? She goes, "You're like a size D now." And I was like, "You're right." She goes, "I wonder what happened to you, because you didn't gain any weight." And I was like, I know I didn't. And then she left the room to get me a new bra. And the minute she got me a new bra, while she was gone, I was like, oh my God, my mind affected my body and caused my breast to grow. That's why it grew. And then I had the baby on the show, you know, and pretended to have the baby, and my breast went to my normal size again.
What? Are you kidding? Psychosomatic. Wow. Yeah.
And I met so many people when I was on that show who were wanting to have children, and then they would get cast in a play, or they would get cast in a show where they were playing a parent, and within the run of that show, they would get pregnant. And it was because they were already having that parent energy, you know? So they were playing that parent energy. They were believing they were a parent. And then they would get pregnant. And I also saw it where, you know, if I was playing like a real bitchy character or something like that, I would watch how all my relationships would become more full of friction. And that really was like, oh, I don't want to play that many bitches anymore, although it's fun. It's fun to play that, but
so that's sort of like when there's a husband and wife, and the husband feels the gets the cravings and is on the psychological level of feel. I've had so many friends whose wives were pregnant, and they would tell me, "Priscilla, oh my God, I actually had morning sickness." I'm like, "Get out of here." They're like, "No, I'm telling you, I had morning sickness. I have cravings. We sit and eat pickles and dip it in vanilla ice cream." And I just had to accept that after a while, but it's really true.
And it's also what I call the inner net. Because we're all so connected.
Not internet, people. Inner.
Internet.
I-N-N-E-R.
Yes.
Internet. Ooh.
The inner, and not innered. Inner.
I like that.
The internet. Yes, because we're all connected. So, you know, the pregnant mom could be having those thoughts. And if the husband and the mom have a nice connection, then he's going to have some of the same
That's
thoughts. Because I've done studies where we meditate with each other.
Oh, keep going.
Oh, okay.
Keep going. I want this closer to you. Just keep talking. If I go like that, that means keep talking. Well, you know, now that we broke it up. Can you, everybody, we're also using the Facebook Live on my Harry Styles telephone here. Albert, would you mind putting a little closer? I just realized that it's going to be hard to pick up the volume. Yeah, but listen, you can't hear her talking. Can somebody tell me right now, can you hear? Hi, everybody. Can you, do you actually hear Karen? You can hear me, but can we hear Karen?
Do you actually hear Karen?
Wow.
Can you hear me?
We're doing a sound check at the middle of the show. Karen, can you, how's that look? Are you okay?
Yeah,
Albert
yeah.
is supposed to be the audio.
The lighting sucks.
Video
but...
person. I don't know. I can't see it. Can you see? Maybe pick
oh, that's
a little
better.
Closer to Karen.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah. We want...
Uh-oh.
Oh. There's all kinds of stuff happening. We had a major oil spill. We had a, my camera fell over. There's lots of things happening here. Oh no, what's going on? Well, pause. We're going to sing now. No, I'm just kidding. But that is why you don't take water into the theater, people.
Oh, now it makes sense.
That makes sense. Yes. Even water.
But I want to talk about the internet.
Go ahead, Karen. Ouch. You go ahead. And I'm doing manual labor. I'm doing manual labor. Karen's going
to
tell
water.
You about the internet right now.
Right.
Go ahead.
So I did this study back in a long time ago with a girl who lived in San Diego, and I live in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And we were asked to meditate at the same time every morning, but she was in San Diego and I was in LA, and we'd start to meditate. And as we began to meditate every day for like 2 months. Uh-huh. We got so connected psychically. And so I could perceive when she sat down to meditate. I could perceive when she dropped in. I could perceive if she wasn't there when I got there, you know, because it was early in the morning. So sometimes one of us wasn't there. And I could perceive if she was already there when I got there. And then we started to get all these downloads about each other. And it was amazing. So if you ever want to, you know, have a greater connection with somebody, meditate with them, even if you're not in the same place, but you're in the same time, even probably if you're not in the same time, but meditate with them and you get more of that internet connection.
I believe that about dreams.
Mm.
Do you have dreams about friends or past friends or people? Okay, we've now had my phone fall over. There's lots of Karen, what did you bring? Did you bring some sort of spirit in here with you? It's like, I want Karen framed tighter. Get that camera over there. All right. So we've had a water spill. There's water all over the
better than an oil spill.
Yeah, better than an oil spill. Mm-hmm. Or a soda spill.
Oh yeah.
But we got water all over the table. Poor Albert is attending to that.
Thank you, Albert.
I'm trying to do a Facebook Live with Karen, and of course she keeps falling over. And I'm holding up a mic that's about 15-20 pounds. Continue on. But I believe that is something that happens with dreams, because a lot of times I will be dreaming about somebody from my past or a friend, and then the next day my friend will call from the East Coast who I haven't talked to in 10 years,
right?
And he or she will say, oh my god, I had a dream about you last night. And they'll tell me the dream, and while it's never exactly exact, there's some sort of similarities.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I was told by 3 psychics when I was young that I was psychic, but I never, I'm like, yeah, how much you want? But I have found over the years that happens frequently. And it's not just to me. A lot of people
have that.
I think that everyone shares psychic abilities. I mean, we only use what, percentage 10?
No, I think we can use up to 100% of our brain, or even
do?
More. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How can we access it, Karen? give us the scoop. Well, you know what? I'm hoping. hoping we don't get electrocuted. I might get electrocuted any day. You should just see it. But I'm going to continue on.
Thank you, Albert.
Okay, so I have never in the 10 years. She got it this time. Never in the 10 years I've been doing this show has this happened before. I will never forget this as long as I live. Okay. This must look so uncomfortable and awkward. Let's put that cap on. Yeah. I kind of swore to put my cap on. Oh, my fault. Okay. So, Karen. All right, Karen, you said that you went through some intense emotional and physical challenges that caused you to seek answers that led you to discover ways to transform your fatigue and pain into vibrant energy and chronic pleasure, and caused you to fall in love with yourself. Can you please tell us about that journey? What happened with that?
Yes, I got super depressed. All these people died and I didn't understand how nobody dies and how there's no death. And all these people in my life died and I felt terrible about that. And then I was involved in this court case with against this pedophilic minister, and that was kind
of
depressing.
Pedophile minister?
Yeah, it was a long story.
Oh,
anyway,
God, there's a good story. Karen is going to be booked every week, 52 weeks a year, nothing but Karen Morey and her stories. Can I have a napkin, Albert? Continue on. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I've got drips going on here.
Karen, we all do.
I know. Dripping all over the place. Albert, is Karen okay on the Facebook Live?
Yeah.
People, is Karen okay on the Facebook Live? Yeah, I don't know if you knew, but there were a whole bunch of messages.
Saying.
Yes, please. Is Karen okay? Oh, electric shock. So, I'm sorry. So, continue on.
What were we saying?
Okay, so you said that you had went through some intense emotional.
Yeah, I was in a really bad depression and I just couldn't get out of it. And my body started getting achy and I was having PTSD and anxiety attacks and panic attacks and all this stuff. And I couldn't get out of it. And then I kind of had a spiritual awakening. And then I started to be able to, I'd always been very psychic, and then I got more psychic and all these things started happening and I started getting downloads from the universe.
So you hadn't done anything to get more psychic. It just started happening to you naturally.
Well, it was there since I was a kid, but then it increased.
Oh my God, Karen, do you believe this? Karen's like, I will never come on her show again as long as I
live. I feel so much, feels so much fun. No, but so I had always been psychic to some degree, but it has definitely increased. And it just started getting better and better. And I started being able to really, I could always kind of communicate with dead people, but I didn't know it.
Uh-oh. Another another subject. See, Karen, full of interest.
But then, but now I can communicate with anybody.
You need your own show. Like, was it Long Island Medium? You can be the Long Beach Medium. I don't know where you live, but by the way, I hate to tell you this, but your teeth are beautiful. When you laughed, I got a glimpse of them. They're like gorgeous and straight.
You.
Oh, I love
that
her
feels
teeth.
So sweet.
She's so beautiful, isn't she? Albert, you can go home tonight. I'm going to try to talk her into some LA love.
Well, I got to tell you, that hug with you was pretty amazing.
I do give it up on the hugs.
Priscilla
now.
Grabbed me and just was cuddling me like I have never been cuddled before. That felt really good.
Cuddle love. So continue. I apologize.
Yeah, but so it transformed as I started to practice different things, and I got a lot of insight from this beautiful man that I used to go with named Johnny Siegel.
Ooh.
And he was amazing. And he is still amazing. And
you caught my energy. I'm all about it. Johnny Siegel.
I know. And he comes and he sings to me all the time. And he taught me all sorts of things. And I also found a book called The Law of Attraction by Abraham Hicks. And that helped me understand things. And then I just kept getting, more and more energy as I started. I created a whole bunch of practices for myself and I created a meditation for myself using my understanding about epigenetics and law of attraction and psychobiology and all this other neuroscience that I had studied and all this other stuff. And I created a meditation, and as I listened to it, my body started to transform.
Oh.
And it just got healthier and healthier and healthier.
It transformed even without Johnny Appleseed. I mean, Johnny Siegel. Siegel?
He was part of it. He was part of it. He's definitely part of it. But
oh,
so
is he
my
still
dad.
Around
he's
in
still
LA?
Around. He doesn't live anymore in a body, but he's all around and in.
That's okay. There have been many, many midnights that people weren't around, and that didn't stop me. It's
That's
all
right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what exactly did you pull from that? I mean, what is your greatest, what was your aha moment from that?
You know, I had a lot of aha moments, but for example, one moment I had been writing out things I appreciated for maybe 2 hours one night. I was just like drunk on appreciation.
Mm.
And then I felt like it was time to go to bed. It was late at night. And I went into my bedroom to go to sleep. I turned out the lights, and all of a sudden I felt my dad.
Yeah.
Who had been, you know, not in his body for a couple of, like, maybe 10 or 15 years at that time. And I felt him, the love that he was so powerful, and it was so palpable. It felt like I could cut it with a knife, and there was no mistake. And I felt him literally rewriting my entire experience of my life with him, so that all I could see was the really fun parts, the parts where he and I played catch, as, you know, as a little girl, where we built a treehouse together, where we built a playhouse together, where he got me a jungle gym, where, you know, he taught me how to climb a tree, right. Where he taught me how to, you know, throw a football, and all this stuff that we did together. And that's all the fun things that I could see. And then anything that I'd had a complaint about in my life, it was like it was washed away that night, and I just had a whole new history.
So how did you come? You say that you now live in chronic pleasure. God, I love that title. If I had a boat, I'd name it Chronic Pleasure.
Oh, that's a great idea. I used to live on a sailboat. That's a great name for a boat.
See, now you have to buy one. Where's Johnny? Oh, Johnny can't buy anymore. Okay, so I have to find another. So you say that you now live in chronic pleasure, and you have all the energy that you need to do what you want. You live in pure love, no stress, nothing's challenging for you. What exactly is, if you had to describe it very shortly, in like maybe a short sentence, what is chronic pleasure? And are the techniques mandatory every day to do to get your chronic pleasure? And are there some techniques that you can teach us? Because everybody wants some damn chronic pleasure.
So I don't need to do any practices anymore.
Okay.
Because my body has just become that.
Okay.
But what it feels like is like I'm being massaged on the inside all the time.
Uh-oh.
It feels like I'm having all this energy and gentle kind of non-physical massage on the inside, which feels very physical.
Maybe in the lower extremities.
Maybe.
More so.
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And some
That's
of
what
the,
I want.
Some of the other extremities and other non-extremities.
Chronic pleasure. Hence chronic pleasure.
And up the spine and everywhere. I mean, like in all these amazing places.
So you're saying people teach you these things, or
no,
did you?
No, this is what happened. I went and I got a cranial sacral massage one day.
A what?
A cranial sacral massage feels really good.
What the hell is that?
It's a very gentle, relaxing thing. But the girl who gave it to me was like very negative, and I was in that very relaxed, receptive kind of drooling state. And so I went home and I thought, gosh, I was on the phone with my friend, my girlfriend, Shauna. And I said, oh, it would feel so wonderful to get cranial sacral massage every day. But, you know, by somebody totally aligned, and where I didn't have to leave my house, because that girl was far from my house. And immediately I started to feel this massage going on in my brain at the time.
Mm.
And it felt like the universe was massaging my brainstem and massaging my corpus callosum, the bridge between the two hemispheres.
Who doesn't want that?
I know, who doesn't want it? And so my brainstem over the next couple months got more and more rewritten.
And again, no peyote,
no
Mary Jane, nothing.
No, I don't do
this
any drugs.
This was all you
I
did on your own. So you basically
but we
have
make
caused
natural
your own
DMT.
You, yeah, that's
inherent.
True.
It's endogenous. Yeah.
So you kind of, would you say that you actually did your own form of neuromapping, remapping of your brain?
Well, I don't know if I mapped it, but I
rewrote it. Yeah, because if you're having
rewrote it. The universe literally shifted my brain. I don't think the way I used to think. Like, I used to have a lot of thoughts, and now my mind is just
blank.
No, it's not blank. It's receptive.
Receptive to my inner being.
The only thing it repeats is loving things. My mind is praising you and praising Albert and praising myself and praising the people who are watching and listening and praising. That's what my mind is doing, but it's very relaxed about it. So I'm never stressed at all. And when anything happens, it doesn't bother me, you know, even though you spill the water everywhere.
Yeah, you just laughed right through it.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. There's no, I don't get stressed about anything.
You didn't have a diva moment at all.
No diva moments.
That was lovely. I did appreciate that. That did come, and that kept the situation from you not reacting like a crazy person. That kept the reaction of Albert and I calm, because my immediate thing is, oh, damn, I didn't want to spill something that would ruin your experience on the show.
Oh, you can't ruin my experience.
I can tell that. So, hey, people want to know, how can we get on that train?
Well, you can read my book, first
of all. On the Chronic Pleasure Train.
Chronic Pleasure Freebook.com. Yes, that's the website where you can get the book for free, or you can get it on Amazon and pay $7.99.
Yes.
But the thing you want to do is
give us three techniques.
I'm trying to give you one, but you
okay. But I keep interrupting. All right, it's only because we have a couple minutes left.
So the first thing is you want to feel loved before you give love away. Because if you're trying to give love and you don't feel like you're already loved, then you're giving from an empty bank account, if you will. Mm. So in my book, I teach ways that you can actually allow yourself to be loved, even when you're alone, and even when you don't know anybody that loves you. You can allow yourself to be loved in a way that resources you completely. And then when that happens, you have now an infinite font of love that you can now share with yourself and with the world. So that's one technique.
Okay. Give me two.
Okay, the word relevant.
What if somebody just doesn't have... a lot of people move out here to become an actress or an actor, and they don't know anybody. And it's very hard, honestly, when you first come out here to make friends. And it's a totally different environment than, say, if you came from a small town in the Midwest or a small town on the East Coast. And you may not have access to people who are really that friendly or want to be your friend, and you may not be able to find friends right away. Mm-hmm. And you might feel, I've heard so many people say they were depressed really bad their first year. And some people don't have family. What would you say to a person who comes out here, has no family, isn't really making friends right away, but they came out here to pursue a career and by God, they're going to do it. What can they do to get that mentality you have? Because that's hard. No matter how much you try to tell yourself, I'm happy, I'm going to be happy, I'm going to draw from happiness. What if you can't find something to draw happiness from? What can you do?
I would start with appreciating things. I would start with being thankful or being appreciative, because whatever you appreciate goes in value. And so if you're appreciating, you're going to go up in value. So then people will feel more drawn to you. So I would appreciate, wow, I live in Los Angeles. Wow, I'm following my dreams. Right. You know, whatever it is, you know, whatever it is that you are seeing, if you see some beautiful trees, if you see some beautiful clouds, if you see an amazing bird, if you see an amazing flower, appreciate it. That's how, when I was first starting out, that's how I did. I was just started the thing I could appreciate the biggest at the beginning was the ocean and trees, because they're so beautiful and neutral. But now I can appreciate
smell a flower. Look at the sunrise or sunset. Mm-hmm. I think that's really great. Try to pull aesthetic value.
Yeah. Find aesthetic anything value that you can appreciate.
Art museum. I mean, just because you have to do things alone doesn't mean anything. You really can.
And the more that you're in that state of appreciation, you start to see people and see their beauty and see their That's perfection.
Right. And people are drawn to people who are positive.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. Even if you don't feel positive, always keep a smile on your face because it's infectious. Mm-hmm. And you can actually cause your own body. I don't know about other people, but I think you and I talked about this on the phone. You can actually cause your own body to release, what is it?
Endorphins?
Endorphins, yes.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking
about.
Well,
I'm not exactly sure from smiling, but there are so many ways you can
laughing,
release.
Laughing releases. What is it called, Albert? We talk about this all the time. My friend, who's a psychiatrist.
Well, here's another thing you can do.
It's not epinephrine. It's begins with a D. What is dopamine?
Oh,
yes, you can give yourself a dopamine
yeah,
drip.
Yeah, and dopamine comes from seeing things in a new way,
yeah.
novelty,
yeah.
and feeling rewarded.
Yeah.
So anytime that you see something, go, wow, look at that way that tree, the leaves are fluttering against the blue sky. It's so beautiful. That'll give you a dopamine burst
yes.
just in that moment.
I'm dopamine dripping every day. Oh, see, you didn't even do that. That came from the main man.
That was
the main
so perfect,
woman.
Though.
I know. Oh, my gosh. You're right.
Oh, I got
it
all
did.
Excited.
Yes. Uh-oh, she's having chronic pleasure episode again. Okay, so we have time for one more question, and I wanted to talk about currently you teach others how to transform fatigue and pain into vibrant energy and chronic pleasure. And first of all, do you have a studio? And how would someone who wants to take your classes get in touch with you to become a student? Because we all want the chronic pleasure, Karen.
Well, you can contact me either through Facebook or you can contact
Karen Lorrie, KarenLorre.
Exactly yeah. that. Or you can...
Do you have an email address
I do.
To give out?
KarenLorre@meme.com.
Okay, email her.
So you can...
tell her you were on the show.
You say, yeah, put in the show Question Reality on the thing. And then I can send you... What I would probably do is like to have a conversation with you and see what it is, you know, where you are, what it is you want to be experiencing.
Do you do these sessions via Skype? Is that...
Yeah, Skype and Zoom. And I have a sound booth where I can record things and stuff like that. So, but I would probably have a one-on-one free session with somebody first. Just
free consultation.
A free consultation where they can express where they are and where they want to be emotionally and physically. And then I would tell them what I got going on over there. And then we'd see if we were fit to work together.
So look at this. Karen's given a free book at chronicpleasurefreebook.com. And then if you email her at KarenLorre@me.com, she's going to give you a free consultation. Look at all the stuff Karen's giving away for free on here. Nobody gives any damn thing for free on my show. From now on, Albert, make a note. Every guest has to give away something free.
Mm.
No, and we're not talking about walking Sunset Boulevard type of free. I want materialistic possessions on this damn show given away. Okay, so you do, the free consultation, does that discuss price? Because you know there might be some actors that might not have
mm-hmm.
a budget.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll discuss price with them at
mm-hmm.
that time.
Yeah,
okay?
After I find out what they need.
If they can pay.
Yeah. No, what they need and if I can help. I mean, I have to know if I can help first, right?
Oh. So there are some people you can't help, you think? Like, what kind of people can't you help?
People who don't want help.
Oh. But if they're reaching out to you, isn't that they're making the first
Probably,
move,
but I mean,
right?
You know, it's just really understanding where somebody is and really getting a good understanding of them and then where they're wanting to go.
Okay.
And you know, making sure that I can help. I've been able to help people. I've had people, you know, I've had somebody who's a psychiatrist and I've helped him release all sorts of stuff. And I've had people who've gone to psychiatry for like, you know, 25, 30 years. And now after two sessions with me, they're feeling better than they felt in 25 or 30 years.
Do you give them homework or is it
I do. I give homework.
Ooh, types you have to write down?
Some of it you can write down.
But
some of it you can put in your head. Some you can put in your phone.
Ugh.
Some you just listen to.
So no sex addicts, because as soon as somebody says homework, they get kinky thoughts. So
Ooh. Sex
addicts don't apply. She's not. We actually, is there anything that you would like to share? Any upcoming book signings or projects or tours or anything that we could, they could see you in the flesh?
Ooh, in the
and look
flesh.
At your teeth.
Right now, I've just been doing things online, but soon my audiobook will be coming out, and then I'll have to let people know about that when I know the date.
The audiobook.
And then the
are you narrating?
Yes, I am going to narrate my audiobook.
You should, because you have a lovely speaking voice.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, Albert, doesn't she have it going on? She's beautiful. She's intelligent.
She has good teeth.
She has good teeth. She has an excellent speaking voice. I mean, does it ever end with you, Karen?
No.
I got to tell you, you really seem like you are authentic. Because, you know, I'm a Scorpio, so I can really tell when people are like, trying to pull the wool over my eye and trying to do like the fake personality, but I'm sensing you are the real deal and you're totally genuine. So if you say that you've achieved these things and you have techniques, I am going to give you the stamp of approval. The gong means we are out of time. You get the stamp of approval. We want to thank you for being on the show. Karen Lori, go to Karen. No, not KarenLori.com.
ChronicPleasureFreeBook.com.
And you can get your free book. Just send her an email and tell her you were on Question Reality. And please friend her on Facebook. She's on Facebook. And just type Karen Lori and friend her and send her a little message. Ari, thank you so much for being on the show. Say goodbye to your fans.
Thank you. Goodbye, everybody. I feel so appreciative of you.
Yeah.
Woo. Bye.
Woo. Now, I'm going to give you the task of...
What do I click? Oh, finish.
Finish. Yes.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona right here on LA Talk Radio.